Unit 65. Imaginary Situations in the Past.
Speaking and Listening.
Introduction.
Well, Angela, how are things with your new assistant?
Max?
Yes.
Fine, no problems. He's very good at his job.
Good.
But he's a little strange.
Strange?
Yes. For example, that story about the desert island.
Oh, yes. I remember. I asked him, what do you know about the travel business? And he said...
Travel business? Well, I lived on a desert island for 6 months.
You lived on a desert island for 6 months?
Yes.
When was that?
About 2 years ago. I was writing a novel.
You were writing a novel?
Yes. And I needed a quiet place to work. So I went to a desert island.
I see. What was the novel called?
It was called Living in the Past.
Did you finish it?
No. After 6 months, it was still a short story.
So he came back to London and got another job in computers.
Yes. Well, that's true. But the part about the desert island is...
Yes?
Well, let me put it this way. Max has a very vivid imagination.
Really? Well, I suppose that's natural. He did want to be a writer.
Yes. The desert island wasn't exactly a desert island.
Oh?
It was the Isle of Man. His parents run a small hotel on the Isle of Man. He lived there for 6 months.
Oh, you're right. He's got a very vivid imagination.
Just imagine.
Listen.
Great moments from history. Number one.
Just imagine. England in 1665. One day, Sir Isaac Newton was sitting under an apple tree.
Ouch!
Isaac, you all right?
Yes. I've just discovered gravity.
Oh, well done.
Number two.
Just imagine, Italy in 1790. Luigi Galvani was doing some experiments.
Luigi, are you all right?
Yes, I've just discovered electricity.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Number three.
Just imagine, London in 1928. Sir Alexander Fleming was working in a hospital.
What is it, Alexander?
I've just discovered penicillin.
Oh, congratulations.
Listen.
Science is fascinating, isn't it?
Yes.
The ways in which scientists have discovered things.
Oh, yes.
Just imagine, if that apple hadn't fallen from that tree, would we know about gravity today?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, Newton was sitting under an apple tree, and an apple fell from the tree, and Newton thought, ah, gravity.
Oh, I see.
It's amazing. But if that apple hadn't fallen from that tree...
With Newton under it.
With Newton under it, yes. Would we know about gravity today?
That's a good question.
What would have happened?
Listen.
That's a good question.
Yes, I think it's a very good question. What would have happened if that apple hadn't fallen from that tree?
Maybe Newton wouldn't have thought, gravity.
Exactly. And how about Galvani?
Galvani?
Yes, Luigi Galvani. If he hadn't done his experiments, he wouldn't have discovered electricity.
True.
And Fleming?
Fleming?
Yes. What would have happened if he hadn't discovered penicillin?
What would have happened?
Yes.
Someone else would have discovered it.
Oh. Yes, I suppose someone else would have discovered it. But it's still amazing, isn't it?
Listen.
Here we are, the ABC Cinema.
Brian, is this a comedy film or a horror film? Doctor Strange and the Lobster from Mars.
Actually, it's a film about a scientist.
A mad scientist?
Possibly.
It's a film about a mad scientist and a lobster from Mars.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Didn't I tell you the title of the film?
No, Brian, you didn't tell me the title of the film. If I'd known the title of the film, I'd have stayed at home. I wouldn't have come.
Don't you like films about science?
Films about science are fascinating. But films about lobsters from Mars are not films about science.
Oh.
Listen and repeat.
If I'd known the title of the film, I'd have stayed at home. I wouldn't have come.
Regrets.
Listen.
I wanted to be a scientist, you know.
Did you?
Yes. At school, I was very interested in science. I thought about studying it at university.
But you didn't study science at university. You studied history.
That's right. I've often regretted it.
Really?
Yes. I often think to myself, I wish I hadn't studied history. I wish I'd studied science. Do you have any regrets?
Me? No. Well, yes. I have one. A small one.
What's that?
I went to the cinema this evening, and I wish I hadn't.
Listen and repeat.
I went to the cinema this evening. I wish I hadn't.
I didn't study science at university. I wish I had.
Song.
A Short History of the World.
If Baird hadn't invented television, if Fleming hadn't discovered penicillin, if Morse hadn't invented the telegraph,
if Edison hadn't invented the phonograph,
if Cockerell hadn't invented the hovercraft, someone would have done it instead.
Yes, if Galvani hadn't discovered electricity, if Volta hadn't invented the battery,
if Swan hadn't invented the electric light,
if the brothers Wilbur and Orville Wright had never managed to make a flight, someone would have done it instead.
If Homer hadn't written the Odyssey, if Mozart hadn't written his symphonies, if Da Vinci hadn't painted the Mona Lisa, if Shakespeare hadn't written Julius Caesar, would someone else have done it instead? That is the question.
As Hamlet said, if Newton hadn't studied gravity, sitting under the apple tree, if the Montgolfiers hadn't made the balloon,
if Apollo 11 hadn't reached the moon,
if Carter hadn't discovered Newton Commons tomb,
someone would have done it instead.
Sooner or later,
someone would have done it instead.
Accents of English.
This speaker is from Wales. He's reading from Reminiscences of Childhood by Dylan Thomas. Listen.
Behind the school was a narrow lane where the oldest and boldest threw pebbles at windows, scuffled and boasted, lied about their relations. My father's got a chauffeur. What's he want a chauffeur for? He ain't got a car. My father's the richest man in Swansea. My father's the richest man in Wales. My father's the richest man in the world. The lane was the place to tell your secrets. If you did not have any, you invented them. I had few. Occasionally now, I dream that I say to the children of my class, at last, I have a secret. But what is it? What is it? I can fly. And when they do not believe me, I flap my arms like a large, stout bird and slowly leave the ground. Only a few inches at first, then gaining air until I fly, like Dracula in a schoolboy cap, level with the windows of the school. And I fly over the trees and chimneys of my town, over the dockyards, over Inkerman Street and Sebastopol Street. This is only a dream. I do not need to remember a dream. The reality is there. The fine, live people. The spirit of Wales itself.
Synopsis.
Dialogue. So you're going to the opera?
Oh, that's right. Verdi.
I didn't know you liked opera, Jeff.
Well, I don't know very much about it, but Elizabeth wanted to go.
Jeff agreed to come because he liked the title.
The title?
Yes, The Force of Destiny.
La Forza del Destino.
Jeff is a great believer in destiny.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For example, Elizabeth and I met on a plane.
Yes.
She was sitting right next to me.
Yes.
Well, if I'd taken a different plane, or if I'd been sitting in a different seat on the same plane, we wouldn't have met. Destiny, you see? La forza del destino.
Oh, yes, absolutely. What do you think, Anna?
Well, I know what Jeff means. Things do happen in strange ways. For example, I went to Stockholm.
Yes.
At the hotel where I was staying, I met the Colbys, and they offered me a job.
Yes.
Well, if I hadn't gone to Stockholm, or if I'd stayed at a different hotel, I wouldn't have met them, and they wouldn't have offered me a job.
That's right. La forza del destino again.
Ah, oh, maybe. But should I take the job or not?
Don't ask me.
I only know about destiny in the past. I don't know anything about destiny in the future. But remember the old English proverb.
Oh, which old English proverb?
Que sera, sera.